Lucas, it looks like tourism is making a difference in our state and our economy.
Yeah, and you look at the economy in New Mexico, and there are a lot of things that kind of are red flags in the state. You know, a lot of industries just aren't doing so well. It's kind of struggling. You look at the state had to cut a lot of money from the budget. But there are some industries that are doing well. Education's doing well, healthcare is doing really well, and tourism is still doing well. In fact, we set some record numbers this past year.
Now, this is something that's been in the works for about 7 years or so when they started branding the New Mexico True campaign.
Certainly. The New Mexico True campaign has been a success for the state. It's brought people here. We've done other things to make people in New Mexico go out and about and see their own state. So tourism numbers certainly on the rise. A lot more visitors, hotel stays. That's one industry that is really doing well in the state. And the governor just did a statewide tour a couple weeks ago to show what some of that economic impact has been. The industry supports more than 90,000 jobs, generating $2.4 billion in salaries. So you can take a look at that. That's a big part of New Mexico's economy right there is tourism. And so it's a really good report. There are a couple things that we should be cautious about in celebrating a report like this. I talked to Jim Peach, who's an economics professor here at NMSU, who said that, you know, one thing that you look at this report and it's got a lot of jobs, but they're not necessarily high paying jobs. You know, you look at hotel clerks or casino workers, you know, they're bringing in $10 an hour. Not quite the kind of work that we want to see in this state, where we want to see manufacturing jobs, engineering jobs, which go into, you know, $20 an hour, $30 an hour. Those are the ones that we would really like to attract. But we'll do tourism. You know, that's a good thing that they're coming here. So we've got that. Another possible red flag with these numbers is they're not broken down by how many of these visitors are in state and how many of them are out of state.
That's true.
We bring in people from out of state, that's money from other states that we're bringing into New Mexico. If it's within state, it's basically just redistributing it. And so you look at a place like Ruidoso, they're able to bring in Texas money. You know, so you bring that into New Mexico, that's good. You know, that's bringing that in. But some of these other states like Las Cruces, you know, how much money are they bringing in from Texas as, say, like Albuquerque, people coming down from Albuquerque?
But on the flip side, we can look at it as well as it's money that's not being spent in other states because the people are choosing to stay in New Mexico.
That's true. That's true. They're choosing to spend their money in the state rather than going to another state and spend.
Now, let's break down the numbers a little bit more and to see how the southern part of the state, Doñana County in particular, have benefited from this.
Yeah, so you look at Doñana County. This report that came out, it broke the numbers down by county, and it shows that Doñana County is doing really well in a couple of categories. One of the categories that they're not doing particularly well in is recreation. And so you look at that and you think, well, you know, the Organ Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument, you know, is supposed to bring in all that tourism. And it is. It will, but it's not there yet. But people are coming here for a couple of things. The Las Cruces Country Music Festival has been very successful.
I was very surprised to see those numbers. Well, I shouldn't be shocked, but that was a nice, pleasant little surprise.
So more than 800 people traveled more than 150 miles to attend the Country Music Festival, which means there's probably 800 or so people that are staying in hotels. So that is big for Las Cruces. Speaking of the Monuments to Main Street project, which the CVB helped out about, brought a lot of people here. That, as long with the Christmas in Cruces campaign that they're starting this year, all of those campaigns are bringing people into Las Cruces.
Well, we're going to have to look at this some more. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.